Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today, coming to you from the state capitol. Today, State Senator Heidi Gantzert joins us, plus on the Power Pundit panel, Ernie Adler, Andy Peterson, and Susan Fisher. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane so we can get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
Nevada Newsmakers coming to you from Carson City. We're in the old Supreme Court here in the Capitol building, and we welcome State Senator Heidi Gantzert. Pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you.
District 15, former chief of staff as well, former assembly member. The first thing I want to ask you about is your response to what happened with Kelvin Atkinson.
You know, I was really surprised. I think everybody was caught off guard. And I appreciate that once the news came out, he pled guilty, he admitted to it, he's accepting responsibility. And I think the body's just moving on. I think everybody, again, was extremely surprised and appreciate that he's taken responsibility. And we're very hopeful that he's a single person that did those bad acts, you know, so. Very disappointing.
And you're absolutely right. I mean, the speed at which the legislature recovered was remarkable. Nicole Canizzaro is now the leader. Mm-hmm. What's your relationship with her?
Nicole's been a very fair person. I think she will serve the body well. And then Julia Ratty from the North is now the co-leader or the vice leader, assistant leader, I'm trying to think of the term, assistant leader. And so I appreciate also that we'll have somebody from the North, and Julie is very thoughtful as well. So I think they're a strong team moving forward.
As a Republican, do you have concerns that you guys are going to essentially be ignored in this session, or do you feel that there are areas that you can work on in a bipartisan fashion?
I think there's always issues that we can work on in a bipartisan manner, and I've already had one bill move out of committee. It's a compact for physical therapists. So if you're a member state of a compact, you can practice in the other states. And so I, you know, of course there's gonna be issues where we don't agree, and because of the numbers that the majority holds right now, policy issues they can move through. So there'll be some things there that we're not gonna be able to affect as much as we would like to, but when it comes to taxes, they're gonna need that extra vote. And every now and then there'll be something. Right now there's been some bills with some fees in them, and they've been supported, you know, across the board. But I think we'll always find issues that will be bipartisan.
One of our pundits made an interesting comment the other day in that we have certain topics that are at the front of the news, but there's so much more that goes on at the legislature that isn't covered by the news, which is really the business of the state. Mm-hmm. Would you agree?
Oh, sure. I mean, our everyday committees, we're working on a lot of bills that aren't highlighted necessarily in the paper, that are important to the way the state operates, and just policy, whether it's education or health and human services. There's a lot of things that just you have to take care of every day.
There were a lot of issues that either the Republicans were able to push through or that Governor Sandoval vetoed in the last legislative session. Are you concerned that all of that's going to be reversed this session?
I think there's quite a bit that will move forward that they wanted to pass last session, or actually did in many cases. I think he vetoed over 40 bills last session. So we're going to be seeing bills on a raise in minimum wage. We'll see paid time off bills. We'll probably see some things around health and probably more push on the renewable portfolio standard. And there was also an initiative or a question on the ballot about raising the renewable portfolio standard. So I think most people are in agreement that'll move. But last time it probably didn't move as much as they would have liked.
And where do you think that renewable portfolio standard is going to end up? I mean, is 50% actually realistic?
Well, you know, it depends upon how you count things. So when you look at renewable energy right now, conservation is counted. So if you've got conservation, and then we actually have an abundance of geothermal energy in northern Nevada. So I think there's some energy that we can tap that's very inexpensive that will help us meet a high standard, and maybe it will be 50% by 2030. So we do have renewable resources because we also have the solar and the wind, but particularly in the north, the geothermal is a base load. It's one of the best energy sources that you can use that's renewable.
Obviously, I can't imagine that you were surprised that NV Energy won the Question 3 deal there by making sure it didn't pass. But looking at the number of companies that are leaving NV Energy or have applied to leave NV Energy, at a certain point, even with the fees that they have to pay to leave, that's going to start affecting customers. Where do you think NV Energy is? Because it looks like they're now starting to negotiate, especially with the city of Las Vegas planning to leave.
You know, I think they're open to raising the standard. What we need to be concerned about are stranded assets. So production plants that they're not going to be able to use if we raise that. One thing to consider, though, is power is really regional in nature. We think of it in terms of just the state of Nevada because we have almost, you know, one dominant energy company. But our lines are connected to California and to Arizona and to Idaho and our surrounding states and Washington. Oregon and Washington, so we have some renewable coming out of there. So some of the energy that they may continue to produce, we may not use in our state, but it may be used in other states. So stranded assets are a concern. But when you look from a more regional standpoint, I think that we're going to be okay. I think they'll be okay, which will help keep our rates lower.
Okay, and do you see, other companies being able to come into this marketplace for the general public in the future, that there'll be legislation passed as the public sees more and more of these companies leaving and now questioning, well, why? I mean, you know, NV Energy did a brilliant job in the campaign, but, you know, the public is also not foolish and they're looking at this going, why can't we get a better deal?
So I think competition will continue to increase. But NV Energy does own the transmission lines. So NV Energy, and it's so difficult to get right away and to put in transmission lines that I think they'll be the dominant force for that piece of it. But I do expect more competition will come in providing renewable energy.
All right, let's take a break. More with Heidi Gansert when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnette, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senator Heidi Gansert. I'm going to call you a moderate Republican because I believe that's what you are. How difficult is it to be a moderate Republican in the age of Trump?
You know, when you're at the state level, being someone who works across the aisle helps you get a lot of things done. And in Nevada, again, we're small. We want to figure out what's best for all of our citizens. And so we do have national politics that are happening and can be impactful. But, you know, day to day, we're working on issues that are important to Nevada.
Let's talk about one of the bills that has created a lot of noise over the last several sessions, which is the Death with Dignity bill. Mm-hmm. Do you think that has a better chance of passing this time around?
Well, because of the majorities, both being Democrats and the governor being a Democrat, I think it'll probably pass. And, you know, that's not a bill that I'm planning to support. But it has been out there for a couple of sessions, and again, it's a policy bill, so they only need 50% plus one.
Okay, and may I ask why are you not looking to support that?
I just feel like it's a slippery slope. If people start committing suicide or having suicides facilitated, where do we draw the line? It's about quality of life, and then is it value of life, and where do you draw the line? And so I'm just not supportive of that.
But you obviously know that people, if they want to, you know, they can take their life in any manner that they choose. This is just a way for people to do it in a more, to use the phrase, dignified manner.
Right, and you know, individuals will make their own choices, but what I appreciate is that we have things like hospice care. And I've had an elderly in-law, my mother-in-law, who was very ill towards the end of her life, and hospice came in to make her comfortable and really helped out with the family. So there is hospice care, but again, sometimes you're looking at quality of life, and then are you productive enough? I just think it's a slippery slope, so it's not something I'm going to be supporting.
Governor Sisolak, mm-hmm. I've said on this program before that if he were living in the North, that he would have probably been a moderate Republican himself because he's got a business background, and from the way he's conducted himself, you know, in office, both at the Board of Regents and on the Clark County Commission, he's been a fairly conservative Democrat. Do you see any major differences between him and Governor Sandoval?
I think they're very different. I think at first, you know, style-wise,
really? Okay.
I think they're very different. And I mean, we'll see.
Well, he's certainly more public.
Governor Sandoval did a phenomenal job of reaching across the aisle and really looking at what he thought was best and reached consensus for Nevadans. I'm hoping that Governor Sisolak follows that model. And he's brand new to the job, so we're going to find out. But as far as, you know, outreach and working with people, Governor Sandoval did a masterful job, and I think we're looking forward to working with Governor Sisolak.
The university, mm-hmm. you're an employee of the University of Nevada. There is, as you know, a ton of criticism from Southern Nevada about how much money UNR gets versus how much money UNLV gets, especially for buildings and things like that. First of all, what is your explanation of that when you're talking to Southern Nevada legislators? And do you think that this is a major division in the state as far as university education goes?
So I think there's a lot of misinformation. If people look at the formula for funding, it's based on weighted student credit hours and really when students finish classes. They're funded exactly the same way. But because the University of Nevada, Reno was the original institution in the state. They have a number of statewide programs, like a cooperative extension, which is a good example. And those are line items. When people do the math and say that the University of Nevada, Reno is getting more money, it's because they're lumping in all the statewide programs, which are not student-based programs. They're not programs where students are taught and have credit hours that they, you know, successfully complete. They add all those funds together and then they divide. Well, that's not legitimate math. That's not accurate. The institutions are all paid exactly the same based on weighted student credit hours. It just happens that Nevada has statewide programs as line items in their budget, so they're funded separately. And then when it comes to buildings, if you were to look historically, funding goes back and forth. If UNLV gets a hospitality school, then Nevada Reno gets an engineering school, and then this time I think we're going to see a building that goes to the College of Southern Nevada and Nevada State College. So the funding for buildings tends to go back and forth. And also, I happen to know Nevada Reno built many buildings without any state funds. They have significant donors in the community. And so if you were to look at something like the Student Achievement Center, less than $500,000 came from the state for that building. If you look at the arts, the new arts building, there are no state funds in that. It's all donor and student funds.
Okay, so I guess what I've got to ask you then, we only have about 20 seconds left, is doesn't the North need to spend more time and energy promoting these kind of thoughts to Southern Nevada? Because as the power continues to shift to Southern Nevada, and now it's using its power, the North is going to end up suffering.
So I think some folks understand the numbers and how they're accurate, you know, when they're inaccurate and when they're accurate. But the news tends to play the numbers that are inaccurate. And so I think the system as a whole needs to explain the numbers to folks, because when you're from Northern Nevada and you're explaining it, they think you're biased and you're not necessarily giving you the full story. But if you actually look at the funding formula and the buildings, it's very clear that it's been fair.
And that's where we got to leave it. Will you come back before the end of the session?
Of course.
We'd appreciate it. Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
And we'll be right back.
40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we bring back our panel. Susan Fisher is here, Government Affairs Group VP for McDonald Corona Wilson. Andy Peterson is Vice President of Government Affairs for the Retail Association of Nevada. And Ernie Adler is the former state senator. Ernie, when we went to break on the last show, you were talking about prevailing wage and charter schools and talking about the need for charter schools because of the space that they provide.
Well, I think that is it right now. There's, 81 charter schools in the state, and we need to keep them in good shape because they do provide classroom space and instructional space for students. If all that were shifted to the regular school districts, I think we'd have a big problem in terms of a lack of resources.
So are we really seeing a whole different perspective now on charter schools because of this?
You mean because of the bill and the prevailing wage? I don't know.
I mean the need.
Oh, the need. Oh, yeah. There's absolutely a need. You know, our governor has made some kind of conflicting statements at times about supporting charter schools or not supporting charter schools. So the jury's still out on how he's going to be on charter schools. But there definitely is a need. Traditional school fits every child, and you need to have options for children for education. Lots of different options, and charter schools provide an option.
You want to weigh in on charter schools?
Sure. I think charter schools have their place in our society, and to the senator's point, I do think that they fill a need and this niche by filling old real estate that perhaps is not used for another purpose. So they come in and they remodel those situations and provide more classroom space. So I think on two fronts, space and, of course, a need.
Let's change topics to Death with Dignity, which is a topic you and I have talked about now for the last couple of sessions.
One of my favorite bills.
Where are we with this, and what is your confidence level?
We've had a hearing in Senate Health and Human Services. We're waiting for it to come back up on work session now to move it out and take it to the Senate floor. We know we have the votes to get it out of Senate Health and Human Services. Pretty sure we have the votes to get it out of the Senate. Whether or not it moves on the Assembly side is yet to be determined. Last time we had a hearing on the Assembly side, when I say last time, last session, 2 years ago, we felt like we had the votes to get it out of the Assembly, but leadership had some concerns about having the caucus divided, and so the bill was not allowed to be brought up for a vote to move it out of committee. There is a lot of support. There's also a lot of opposition. If you look at the legislative website opinion page, there are a couple of thousand in opposition and a number of hundred in support. But I don't judge that as how the bill is actually going, or what really the popular opinion is, because if I'm opposed to something, I'm going to be a lot more vocal than if I'm like, oh, I'm all right with that. You know, it's like a development in a community. If you don't want this development there, you're going to call somebody. If you're okay with it, okay, you're all right with it. You don't do anything about it.
Yeah, and it's kind of like the letters to the editor or, you know, postings on Facebook. There is a small percentage of people that are going to respond to things, correct? But that's not necessarily the general consensus.
I think this is one of those issues that has got the potential to be really big and really exciting for any number of reasons. And I just think that every legislative session in any state, this one particular issue rises to the top, and I think this is one of those issues that could rise to the top here in Nevada.
Do you see this passing this time around?
Possibly, actually, I do.
I mean, you know, from a personal point of view, I mean, I have to say that I want to be in control of my life. You know, at a certain point, if, you know, I was to be given, you know, a terminal illness. In fact, personally, if I was given, you know, an Alzheimer's disease, you know, I would want to end things.
Except you wouldn't be eligible.
And I understand that. Yeah, but I mean, it's my choice in the same way.
Right.
I don't want to tell women, you know, what they should be doing with their bodies.
Exactly.
I don't think you should be telling me what I should be doing if at a certain point I decide that, you know, the time has come.
Yeah, I had a friend in Oregon whose mother chose assisted suicide.
And how was her experience?
It was actually really good. She had all her kids around and played her favorite tune on the on the stereo, and they all sang together, and then she just sort of faded away.
Isn't that nice?
Do you get the sense that the insurance company line is going to work here, that insurance companies are going to recommend that you take a pill rather than come up with some treatment? Because it seems like we can just put that into the law, that can't happen, just the same way that suicide is not covered after the first couple of years in Nevada.
The person who has been promoting that line is lying. I'm saying that right here, that's BS. Insurance companies are not telling doctors, oh, I'm not gonna pay for this procedure, this life-saving procedure, but I will cover death with dignity. I will cover this prescription. That's baloney. That is not happening. It has never happened, and the people who have said this, that the insurance companies are behind this, have never shown any proof of this. If an insurance company did say that, they ought to be reported to the insurance commissioner.
That's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. I really appreciate it. And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Among the guests next week, coming from the state capitol, State Senator David Parks will join us. We'll see you then.